And now for something completely different.
Monty Python, the Flying Circus.
Very much for the change, Mr. Tobacconist. Is that all right?
Shh.
I will not buy this record. It is scratched.
Sorry?
I will not buy this record. It is scratched.
No. This tobacconist's.
I will not buy this tobacconist's. It is scratched.
No. Tobacco. Cigarettes.
Yeah. My hovercraft is full of eels. My hovercraft is full of eels.
Matches. Huh?
Yeah. Do you want to come back to my place, bouncy?
I don't think you're using that right.
You great poof.
I mean, 66, please.
If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? I am no longer infected.
Cost six and six. Here we are. Yandelavasa Gradenwi Stravenka.
You have beautiful thighs.
What? Hit me!
Drop your panties, Sir William. I cannot wait till lunchtime.
Right!
My nipples explode with delight.
Alexander Yalt?
Who I am?
Skip the impersonations. You are Alexander Yalt?
I am.
You are hereby charged that on the 28th day of May 1970, you did willfully, unlawfully, and with malice aforethought, publish an alleged English-Hungarian phrasebook with intent to cause a breach of the peace. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
You live at 46 Horton Terrace.
I do live at 46 Horton Terrace.
You are the director of a publishing company.
I am the director of a publishing company.
Your company publishes phrasebooks.
My company does publish phrasebooks.
You did say 46 Horton Terrace, did you?
Yes.
Got him. Get on with it. First of all, on the 28th day of May, you published this phrasebook.
I did.
I quote an example. The Hungarian phrase meaning, "Can you direct me to the station?" is translated by the English phrase, "Please fondle my bum."
I wish to plead incompetence.
Please may I ask for an adjournment, my lord?
Adjournment? Certainly not. Why on earth did you say why you wanted an adjournment?
I didn't know an acceptable legal phrase, my lord.
film of women applauding, I shall clear the court.
Call Abigail Tesla.
My lord, this is Abigail Tesla.
Is it?
Yes, my lord. 23-year-old Abigail hails from down under. Well, they're upside down about her. Those Aussies certainly know a thing or two when it comes to beach bells. Bet some lifesaver wouldn't mind giving her the kiss of life. So watch out for the sharks, Abigail.
Is this strictly relevant, quiz learned lovely Justice Maltravers? 78-year-old Justice hails from Esher, and he's been making a big name for himself at the recent assizes at Exeter.
All will be revealed soon, my lord. Quip tall, 42-year-old Nelson Beddoes, cutie, QC. Nelson's keen on negligence and grievous bodily harm at Gray's Inn. And with cases like he's won, we bet Gray's Inn when Nelson's around.
Well, get on with it, admitted 78-year-old genial jurisprude Maltravers, seen here at London Airport on his way to judge for Britain at the famous International Court at The Hague.
Get off!
Tonight is indeed a unique occasion in the history of television. We are very privileged and deeply honoured to have with us in the studio Karl Marx, founder of modern socialism and author of the Communist Manifesto. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, better known to the world as Lenin, leader of the Russian Revolution, writer, statesman and father of modern communism. Che Guevara, the Cuban guerrilla leader, and Mao Zedong, leader of the Chinese Communist Party since 1949. And the first question is for you, Karl Marx. The Hammers. The Hammers is the nickname of what English football team? The Hammers? No, well, bad luck there, Karl. So we're going to you, Che. Che Guevara. Coventry City last won the FA Cup in what year? No? I'll throw it open. Coventry City last won the FA Cup in what year? No, well, I'm not surprised you didn't get that. It was, in fact, a trick question. Coventry City have never won the FA Cup. So, with the scores all equal now, we go on to our second round, and Lenin, it's your starter for 10. Teddy Johnson and Pearl Carr won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1959. What was the name of the song? Teddy Johnson and Pearl Carr's song of the 1959 Song Contest? Anybody? No? Yes, Mao Zedong.
Sing, Little Birdie?
Yes, it was indeed. Well challenged. Well, now we come on to our special gift section. The contestant is Karl Marx, and the prize this week is a beautiful lounge suite. Carl has elected to answer questions on the workers' control of factories. So here we go with question number one. Are you nervous? The development of the industrial proletariat is conditioned by what other development?
The development of the industrial bourgeoisie.
Yes, yes, it is indeed. You're on your way to your lounge suite, Carl. Question number two. The struggle of class against class is a what struggle? A what struggle?
A political struggle.
Yes, yes. One final question, Carl, and the beautiful lounge suite will be yours. Are you going to have a go? You're a brave man. Karl Marx, your final question. Who won the cup final in 1949?
The work workers control the means of production. The struggle of the urban proletariat.
No, it was, in fact, Wolverhampton Wanderers who beat Leicester 3-1.
In world form today, Karl Marx, Che Guevara, Lenin and Mao Zedong. Next week, four leading heads of state of the Afro-Asian nations against Bristol Rovers at Molyneux.
Ah, thank you. Just the word I was looking for. I wonder, said Lafarge, just how much Molyneux?
How much for bad jokes? And now, a bit of fun.
In 1914, the balance of power lay in ruins. Europe was plunged into bloody conflict. Nation fought nation. But no nation fought nation morely than the English. Hip hip hooray! Nice, nice, yaboo! Philip's a German and he had my pen.
Start again.
In 1914, the balance of power lay in ruins.
Jenkins.
Yes, Sarge?
What you going to do when you get back to Blighty?
Oh, I don't know, Sarge. I expect I'll be looking after me mum. She'll be getting on a bit now.
Got family of your own, have you?
No, she's all I got left now. My wife, Doreen, she... I got a letter.
You don't have to tell me, son.
No, Sarge. I'd like to tell you, see... This bloke.
Hold it, hold it. Look, loves, can anyone not involved in this scene please leave the set? Now, come on, please. Anyone not concerned in this scene? The canteen's open upstairs. Now, come on, please. Oh, sorry, loves, sorry. We'll have to take it again from the top, all right? OK. Cue! Hold it! Now, who changed the caption? Can whoever change the caption put the right one back immediately, please? Right. All right, we'll take it again from the top. Cue. Hold it! Hold it! Come on, out of there. You're not in this, you're just holding the whole thing. Come on, please. It's no good, loves, it's no good. We'll have to leave it for now. Come back when everyone's settled down a bit. So that means we go over to the art room, all right? So, cue camera 3. Sorry, camera 4.
Aren't they marvellous?
Yes, yes.
The strength and boldness, life and power in those colours.
This must be Titian's masterpiece.
Oh, indeed, if only for the composition alone. The strength of those foreground figures, the firmness of the line.
Yes, the confidence of a master at the height of his powers.
Yes?
Hello, son, are your dad in?
Yes?
Could I speak to him, please? It's the man from the A-Wayne.
Who?
The man from the A-Wayne by Constable.
Dad! It's the man from the A-Wayne by Constable to see you.
Coming!
Hello? How are you? Come on in.
No, I can't stop just passing by, actually.
Oh, where are you now?
Well, may you ask. We've just been moved in next to a room full of Bruegels. Terrible bloody din, skating all hours of the night. Anyway, I just dropped in to tell you there's been a walkout in the Impressionists.
Walkout, eh?
Yeah, it started with the Dejeuner sur l'herbe lot. Evidently they were moved away from above the radiator or something. Anyway, the Impressionists are all out. Gainsborough's Blue Boys brought out the 18th century English portraits. The Flemish school's solid and the German woodcuts were the meeting now.
Right, well, I'll get the Renaissance school out.
OK, meeting 4:30, Bridget Arles.
OK, cheerio, good luck, son.
Good luck. Good luck.
Right, everybody out.
Oh, I'm off.
I'm off.
I'm off. I'm off, John. I'm off.
I'm off, too.
I'm off.
Here is the news. By an almost unanimous vote, paintings in the National Gallery voted to continue the strike that has emptied frames for the last week.
The man from Constables the Haywayne said last night that there was no chance of a return to the pictures before the weekend. Sir Kenneth Clark has said he will talk to any painting if it can help bring a speedy end to the strike. At Sotheby's, prices dropped dramatically as leading figures left their paintings.
What am I bid for Vermeer's Lady Who Used to Be at a Window? Do I hear two, Bob?
Two, Bob.
Gone. Now, what am I bid for another great bargain? Edward Landseer's Nothing at Bay.
All we bloody want is a little bit of bloody consultation.
At a mass meeting at Brentford Football Ground, other works of art voted to come out in support of the paintings. The vote was unanimous, with one abstention. Meanwhile, Television Centre work began again on a sketch about Ypres. A spokesman for the sketch said he fully expected it to be more sensible this time.
Jenkins?
Yes, Sarge?
What you going to do when you get back to Blighty?
I don't know, Sarge. I expect I'll look after me mum. She'll be getting on a bit now.
Got a family of your own, have you?
No, she's all I've got left now. My wife, Doreen, she... I've got a letter.
You don't have to tell me, son.
No, Sarge, I'd like to tell you. You see, this bloke from up the street...
OK, chaps. At ease. I've just been up the line. Can we get through, sir? No, I'm afraid we'll have to make a break for it at nightfall.
Right, sir. We're all with you.
Yes, I know. That's just the problem, Sergeant. How many are there of us?
Well, sir, there's you, me, Jenkins, Padre, Kipper. There's five, sir.
And only rations for...
Four, sir.
Precisely. I'm afraid one of us will have to take the other way out.
I'm a goner, Major. Leave me. I'm not a complete man anymore.
You lost both your arms as well.
Yes. Absolutely.
No? No, we'll draw for it. That's the way we do things in the army. Sergeant, the straws. Right. Now, the man that gets the shortest straw knows what to do.
Looks like you, sir.
Is it? What did we say? The longest straw, was it?
No, shortest, sir.
Well, we'd better do it again. There's obviously been a bit of a muddle. OK. Best of three? Right. Well, I've got the shortest straw, so... I decide what means we use to decide who's going to do the thing. To do the right thing. Now, rank doesn't enter into this, but obviously, if I should get through the lines, I would be in a very good position to recommend anyone very highly for a posthumous VC. No? Good? Fine. Right. Dip, dip, dip. My little ship sails on the ocean. You are... No, wait a minute. I must have started dip. We'll start again. Dip, 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 dip. My little ship sails on the ocean. You are... No, this is not working out. It's not working out. What should we do?
How about one potato, two potatoes, sir?
Don't be childish, Jenkins. No, I think fisties would be best. Okay, so hands behind backs. After three, okay? One, two, three. Now, what's this? Stone, and scissors. Now, scissors cut everything, don't they?
Not stone, sir.
They're very good scissors. Hasn't been.
No arms, sir.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm afraid I didn't. Tell you what, all those people who don't want to stay here and shoot themselves, raise their arms.
Stop it! Stop this! This hideous facade!
Easy, Padre.
No, no, I must speak. When I came to this war, I had two arms, two good arms. But when the time came to lose one eye, I gave it gladly. I smiled as they cut it off because I knew that there was a future for mankind. I knew there was hope. So long as men were prepared to give their limbs. And when the time came for me to give my other arm, I gave it gladly. I sang as they sawed it off, because I believe, oh, you may laugh, but I believe with every fiber of my body, with every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. And that flower, that small, fragile, delicate flower, shall burst forth to give a new life, a new strength. And freedom from tyranny. A world where men and women of all races and creeds can live together in communion. And then, in the twilight of this life, our children and our children's children.
Patients here are suffering from severe overacting. When they're brought in, they're all really over the top. And it's our job to try and treat the condition of overacting. Rather serious. This is the Richard III ward.
A hops! A hops! My kingdom for a hops!
Most of these cases are pretty...
A hops! A hops! My kingdom for...
Treatment does work with some people. This chap came to us straight from the Chichester Festival. We operated just in time, and now he's almost normal.
A horse, my kingdom for a horse.
But in here,
we have some very nasty cases indeed.
Or not.
That is the question. To be.
Sausage and spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't like spams.
Spam, 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 sp
your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, and spam.
Baked beans are off.
We can have spam instead.
You mean spam, 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 spam?
Yes.
Honey bun, my lower intestine is full of spam, egg, spam, bacon, spam, tomato, spam, spam, spam. My nipples.
Another great Viking victory was at the Green Midget Cafe in Bromley. Once again, the Viking strategy was the same. They sailed from these fjords here, assembled at Trondheim, and waited for the strong northeasterly winds to blow their oaken galleys to England, whence they sailed on May the 23rd. Once in Bromley, they assembled in the Green Midget Cafe. And Spam, selecting a spam, particular spam item from the spam menu, would spam, 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 spam,
and his Viking hordes are currently appearing in Grin and Pillagic of the Jodeltürk at Colwyn Bay. The Dirty Hungarian phrasebook is available from Her Majesty's Stationery Office, twice a kiss on the bum.